Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The way that he treated everybody, you know, he might not know your first name, but he's gonna act like you've been best friends for a very long time. So, you know, we all have a ton of respect and a ton of love for Big Poppy, and we're all wishing him and his family well.
Have you been checking your phone regularly and curious about any updates and following the news about it?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Most of the time you guys aren't right anyway, so you report on what you hear from another source that heard from another source. So, no, I haven't been checking my phone. I've been in contact with people close to him to get the real story.
David Price, okay. With the entire deck of cards in his hand, sitting there just throwing them at the media, taking a shot right
there.
Why
does someone say, hey, what were we wrong on? Somebody call him out and say, well, what do you mean? See, you know,
they've been wrong in this story.
Cats.
Okay, for everything that he does well, like you can look at David Price's season. I know we're not going to do a lot of baseball today, but the guy is easily an all-star.
It's been their best.
Okay,
pitcher.
And it's almost like he's so under the radar for a bunch of different reasons. What the Bruins are doing, how bad his team is scuffling.
But it's not
especially
his
when
fault.
They play against good teams. But this guy, no matter what, he just finds a way to be a dink.
Yeah, I agree, but he's one of the reasons that they're two games out of a wild card, because this could be a lot worse. And it's not pretty. They can't beat good teams. You've seen it four weekends in a row, and now you got a four-game series against the Texas Rangers that have a two-game lead in the loss column over you for that final wild card spot. So he told us. He's holding all the cards
now.
Do
you know that he holds, hold on. He has the seventh best winning percentage since 1908. See, it's 656. It's ahead of Sandy Koufax. He's behind a couple of people that you would know.
That
Kershaw,
feels so good.
Pedro, Roger Clemens. And you're sitting there and you're thinking about what he's accomplishing. Even at this point in time in his career, after he does hold the cards, that he still can be a dink. And that's why as well as he plays.
Who won this weekend? They lost 3 out of 4.
He was the only guy.
Yep.
Again,
yep.
He was the only guy.
Yep. He's playing the game. He told us he's holding all the cards, and he's got the right to do it. So this out of the New York Post. I don't know if it's
that was
right
your baseball minute for today.
I don't know
today.
If it's right or not, David Price, but we're going to read it anyway. David Big Poppy Ortiz was rushed to the hospital in a black Rolls Royce owned by a wealthy friend who said he first thought the gunfire was fireworks. Quote, it did not sound like a shot, said Elisa Salvador, according to the Dominican Republic newspaper, Diario Libre. Salvador, also known as El Shea, owns a sports betting business, said he was with Ortiz when the 43-year-old retired Red Sox All-Star slugger was shot outside the bar in the DR on Sunday night. Salvador said that after the shooting, he put Ortiz in his $400,000 Rolls Royce Cullinan. And in his rush to get to the hospital, I started hitting the other cars in front of me. He was taking a $400,000 Rolls. Hey. And to get to space, to get out of there, he started crashing into other cars.
Creating his own space.
He said he was talking to me the whole time. The pal said they took off Ortiz's gold jewelry and some of his clothing before he went inside the hospital. By the way, there is a video out there verifying that. I've seen it.
Of what?
Of them taking the jewelry
his
and stacking
were.
It up. Yes. His friends were. Not a robber.
Yeah.
His friends. Salvador has it for safekeeping. Salvador added that at one point the police interrogated him and didn't release him until they did testing on his guns to prove he wasn't involved shooting.
He had guns on him, too.
He had guns on him.
So,
how many Rolls Royces do you think are driving the streets of the Dominican Republic?
Probably not a lot.
No.
Probably not a lot. So his friend was a gambling.com.
Owns a sports betting business,
yeah. Right? Because, the first thing I go to is motive. Why would somebody do this? Why would somebody, put a hit out on David Ortiz? Because for me, that's what it is. That's what it feels like. Maybe at a later date, if something else comes up, but it feels like it's a hit. Somebody was so pissed off and so angry, so vindictive, and so badly wanted to prove a point that they just say, you know what? I'm just going to brashly have some guy walk into a restaurant it's like a cafe. It's like an outdoor cafe is what it looked like. Shoot him in the back and then leave. So there was no robbery. The first initial story was that there was a robbery. So you think that he's getting some cash out of an ATM. Maybe it's coming out of his house and there's an intruder, something like that. Somebody knows what his schedule, and they're going to try and snatch him up. And then take all that gold.
If he wanted money, why didn't he rob an El Shea here or take the Rolls, the $400,000 Rolls?
This is so shady.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It's very shady.
So it's either
and getting back to your original point. So there's some guy in Santo Domingo who doesn't have an awful lot of money. He probably is fighting to get a job every day, and he's sitting there and he goes, "I feel jealous of that guy." A big poppy. He's got fame. He's got fortune. He's got everything. That I'm just going to go and shoot him. Does that make any sense at all? Knowing that in that country,
in a crowded restaurant,
right? Knowing in that country, somebody is coming after you if you do that.
So he's untouchable. Everybody, he's untouchable, right? So there's no way you walk freely. You don't need any security. You don't need bunch of guys with guns protecting you. People roll out the red carpet for you. Rich, poor, indifferent. It doesn't matter. So why would somebody want to kill him?
Maybe they weren't. Maybe they were just trying to ruin his life.
Well, I don't know. Because
if you're that if you're that close, if you're that close, it's easy. You get him in the head.
Yeah, that's why. I know.
He's 10 feet away.
So the guy who was doing it, this Garcia guy, was either really, really crappy at his job.
Right.
Okay. It was probably just got hired by somebody else.
Pointing the gun down.
Yeah, because he can't bring himself to go through with it like hardcore, hitman style.
Right.
Because I feel like a guy like that probably has some sort of debt of his own, right? Probably has some sort of debt, or maybe his friends or his family has some sort of debt, and he has to pay for it. I don't know. It's shady as hell.
Well, you're gonna hear a lot of motives, I think, in the next few days. We've already got one out of the Daily Mail, and it's making the rounds right now. And there are people apparently in law enforcement that are actually now confirming it. And so we'll see where this goes. Let's get to your phone calls, your reaction, then we'll get to the Bruins as well.
I want to know what your thoughts are. What do you think happened?
Here's Johnny in Connecticut. Hello, Johnny.
How you doing?
Good, John.
Hey, I'm calling to find out if there's been any news of like a public welcome back.
Wait, what?
No,
for the air ambulance?
Johnny, he's got it. Welcome back for what? They got to get him healthy.
When he comes back from a tournament, they roll out the red carpet. Is there going to be something like that, or is it going to be kind of undercover?
Johnny, to come back to go to Mass General?
He's in an air ambulance. They're going to whisk him in. He'll probably land at the airport, right? Take a helicopter and land on top of the hospital.
That's what'll
happen. You'll never see him.
Yeah, he'll take one of those med helicopters.
All right, cool.
Okay. Yeah, but why is that?
I don't know.
Don't you feel like you're putting the cart before the horse? Okay, he's still in critical condition.
Here's what it is.
When are we going to be able to say hello to David?
Here's what it is.
When is David? Is David going to be the banner guy at the Bruins Game 7?
But, Christian, they're looking at it. They love the guy, and they want to, in some way, embrace him. Okay? I saw it all last night on Twitter, and I'm not sure I understand this either. That media folk, and I understand media want to reach out and on Twitter, wish him the best. And of course, everybody wants him to be healthy and everybody wants him to be fine. But everybody made sure that they had to put their picture with David Ortiz. Okay, so David Ortiz. We all do. All right, we get it. In the media, he's as good and as open as any guy you're ever going to find, any guy that I've ever found in the business. But these people had to put their picture with David Ortiz. And the fans are doing the same thing right now. It's like we need to... That question that was asked of Sam Kennedy, has he said anything about the fans and the support of the fans back here? Listen, he's in a really rough situation. Right now, he's got to get healthy. They've got to mend him and get him back to the point where he can do all of that. So down the road, I guarantee you, when he leaves the hospital, he will come out, do a press conference, and thank everybody and do all of the stuff you normally do. But for Christ's sake, let's start worrying about his health right now instead of how are we going to embrace him? How is he going to embrace us? I mean, it seems a little foolish to me.
No, it's
the banner captain. We're worried about a stupid banner captain.
People are. I want to know why.
In St. Louis, they bring out old players who are drunk.
Why would a guy like that be targeted? Go to Nick and Fall River because I've heard this theory before, and I've already think it's been kiboshed.
All right, here's Nick and Fall River. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, Nick.
I've spent quite a bit of time in Santo Domingo. And I have absolutely no doubt in my mind that the police were directly involved. They are typically the number one perpetrator of a lot of crime, especially against those who they feel are in financially, you know, better situations than pretty much anyone there. So it's a very poverty stricken area. The police make at a maximum $500 per month to live off of, and it's a constant means of, you know, how they're going to, you know, obscure money from people and obtain money, and it's always a constant shakedown.
Yeah, okay, but hold on, Nick. I hear what you're saying, and I don't know if you're right or not, because I don't know how they operate in police and what they make, but how are they getting money out of them in what they're doing here? They're not getting money out of them.
I think it would be more so, like you're saying, or suggestively, a paid.
Okay. Yeah. See, and people have these. I'm open to all suggestions, by the way. Like all the Pablo Escobar books that I've read and movies that have been made. The Netflix series is awesome, by the way.
You know their movies.
It's
right?
It's not corrupt cops. It's cartel. It's drug money. It's you know, giant egos. It's
okay. So let's go on hands. Let's go
revenge.
Let's go on what Nick just said. Okay, stop throwing all your movies and all your books. Just go on what Nick.
This
said.
Is exactly what
okay?
it feels like.
But why would the cops target him?
Because they're dirty
unless
cops.
The cops are working.
Because they're dirty cops.
Unless the Daily Mail is right, and the cops are actually working for the drug lord, right? Because why would they? He said because they're jealous of the rich. They want to get money out of them. How are they getting money out of them?
Yeah, but this guy Garcia, the guy that actually shot David Ortiz, that guy must know that if he carries out this order, he's dead himself.
Right.
So that alone is curious to me. Why would he do it? When you see the video of this guy being held in custody, you sit there and go, this is no cop. This is some low-end 2-bit hustler that probably got mixed up in the wrong deal, probably had some sort of debt, and the only way he was able to save his family was to go out there and do this hit for the drug lord.
Right now is you're giving more credence to the Daily Mail story.
I don't think that guy was a police officer, but this whole situation, just the fact that if it was some regular guy, do you know how brash you have to be to walk into a restaurant like that with a gun, target your suspect, shoot him, and then think that you can get away?
Well, it's in the Dominican Republic. It's a little bit different.
It's not Colombia. It's not like 1985. We're not in Colombia now.
Look at the crime rate. Crime rate is really high.
But still, okay? You don't think that
compared
takes,
to the United States?
Why
really
would
high.
Somebody either out of fear or revenge? And this Garcia guy does not look like a guy that was wronged in some way by David Ortiz. So why would he have beef with David Ortiz?
But we don't know that. I don't know. We don't know any
play
of that.
Play detective.
You can't
put your hat on.
But I can't just look at the guy. And the only time you've seen the guy is when he's bloodied up
after the vigilantes
beat the living Jesus out of him. You saw him before?
I saw him beforehand.
When did you see him before?
Before, he wasn't nearly as beat up in the video.
He was still beat up.
Kicked him 3 times in the head.
I'm surprised he's not dead now based on what I saw
last night. The fact is that they better put him in protective custody.
Back to the phone calls we go, talking about David Ortiz and talking about the Bruins as we now go to a Game 7. And why is everybody suddenly so optimistic? They were really a little bit concerned going into Game 6. Now suddenly the Bruins reverted, got back to their old game, and now we suddenly feel good about Game 7, even though this series seems to shift. Just when you think you figured it out, it goes in another direction.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF at 617-779-7937. There are more coming out of the Dominican Republic, but the most important part of the news story is that the Red Sox have a plane on the tarmac, an air ambulance that will transport David Ortiz back to Boston, and that should happen in the next few hours. That's what we're hearing. He'll land probably in Boston, then they'll probably use a helicopter to get him over to Mass General Hospital. Obviously, there'll be some form of transportation, and he will be treated there. Alex Cora, just moments ago over at Fenway Park, spoke.
Hasn't been easy. I got the phone call yesterday, last night. I don't know. It's just... One thing about David, you know, he's strong, he has no fear, he never showed weaknesses. Because of that reason, the Lord will be with him. For us that believe, you know, just pray for him. Keep your positive vibes. This guy's always said that he's bigger than life, you know, David, like that vibe he brought in on a daily basis to those teams and what he brings anytime I see him, you know, that smile. You know, he gives you a hug, a big smile. He does it with everybody. He does it with my daughter, my kids. So it's been a tough one. I just hope, you know, that, you know, he when he gets here, everything is fine and we can see that big man again with us and filling our room with joy. So it's something that you don't expect. I've been saying all along, you know, and this is why sometimes I'm brutally honest. You know, there's life. There's more important things than the Red Sox, winning or losing, pitching changes, this and that. It's life, man. We went through it with Nick. We went through it with Blake. I went through it with Addy last year. This is just part of what we do, you know. And the big man, I know he will be fine. You know, I do trust that he'll be fine, so. You know, that's all I want from everybody here, you know, just stay positive and keep praying for him.
Alex Cora, just moments ago over at Fenway Park. Let's get back to your phone calls, your reaction. Andre's down in the Cape. Hello, Andre.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
For taking my call. I just wanted to, you know, there's been a lot, obviously people are wondering what happened. I have to negate this idea of an inside job. You know, these stars in the Dominican Republic, particularly the baseball stars, you know, I find it hard to believe that someone in the law enforcement or any, you know, member of the government, you know, irregardless of their lack of pay, would want to do something like this. The narrative that seems more realistic to me, given the footage, is that there was some disagreement for whatever reason between David Ortiz and a member in the community of some sort. And based on that disagreement, that person put this 25-year-old kid up to this job, you know, to do, you know, the terrible thing that he did. You know, that seems to make more sense. Obviously, we know it's not a robbery, and we know he didn't get shot in the leg, so that's ridiculous. If you see the footage, and it's graphic, and it's terrible, but, you know, he just basically comes up behind him, you know, and somebody had to, you know, the 25-year-old kid, does he ever, that doesn't seem, you know, why? How would he know David Ortiz? That's what the storyline that I've heard that makes, you know, more sense. And beyond that, the most important thing that is that David Ortiz gets healthy. But I don't think anybody within the Dominican Republic government, you know, somehow has it out, you know, that type of conspiracy. That doesn't make much sense to me.
See the 25-year-old kid, I'll call him a kid, okay, he's a grown man, Garcia, Eddie Garcia. He's just a pawn. He's just that is not a guy that is that has a specific beef with Ortiz, in my opinion. He's working on behalf of somebody else, or he's taking order from somebody else, and whoever ordered him to do that doesn't care whether he lives or dies.
So it does give some credence to this drug lord story, right?
Somebody of some sort of power or influence didn't like David Ortiz. Or let's say he, or the other angle could be, all right, listen, maybe he didn't like the rival gang. Who the hell knows? But somebody was obviously trying to prove a point.
Dan is in North Borough. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Dan.
So,
I hate when the phones go bad. What's up, Dan?
Were.
All right, go ahead. Start over again, Dan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Above all else, you know, whatever.
Okay. Hold.
Call us back, Dan. Let's go to Anthony.
You all right?
All the phones just died, boys. I think it's our problem again.
It's funny, they go up, and the whole screen just disappears.
Yep.
I think your fat fingers are pressing the wrong buttons.
Nothing to do with my fat fingers.
You don't think your fat fingers are part of the problem?
You want somebody on helium on line three?
Yeah, it's either helium, static, or just they're completely incoherent. Right.
So we apologize. If you were on the line, just call back at 617-779-7937. For some reason, all of the calls just went dead. So we
all right, apologize.
Can we go to Eddie?
Try it again.
Let's try it again. Let's go to Eddie in the car. Hello, Eddie.
They arrive again.
Eddie.
Yo, guys, how are you?
Good,
what's
Eddie?
Up?
Let me tell you something.
Tell me something.
A couple of things. When you're messing around with somebody's wife, that's something that will drive somebody to kill somebody, okay? Makes people a little bit crazy when they think their old lady's messing around with somebody. Also, when you're talking about gambling, like I'm thinking to myself, why is Ortiz getting a ride to the hospital with a guy who he's friends with that runs some type of a gambling place? And I'm thinking to myself, maybe this just isn't a good look. And if you're looking for another reason why somebody might go after somebody, when I was a kid growing up, you didn't pay the bookies, they come down and slap you around. These are things that make people crazy.
Rocky,
so there's two things right there that
a leg breaker.
That somebody will kill
a
you.
Leg breaker.
So wait a minute, I'm confused where you're going here, because his buddy does have a sports a betting service, but apparently it's legal. Okay, he's got a legal betting service, so it's not an illegal thing. It's legal. Are you telling
me DraftKings.
that Big Papi was slow in paying off his losses? Is that what
so
you're telling
me? They're gambling debts. That's the other thing.
I'm going to tell you.
This is the fun part. All the different all reasons. Go ahead.
You're watching too many movies. Yeah. All of you.
Listen. My mom told me years ago. May she rest in peace. When you play with crap, you're going to smell like crap. And sometimes you just got to be careful who you hang with.
I say it every day in the show. It concerns me.
I heard one. My mom used to talk about if it quacks like a duck and walks like a duck, it's probably a duck. Not a duck.
Not a duck. I thought it was a duck.
Nah, it's a duck in disguise.
Okay, Bill's in New Hampshire. Hello, Billy.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good. So me and my wife went down to Dominican Republic in April, and you know, we were going to rent a car. We were at a 5-star resort. They told us, and this is a little irrelevant, but they told us that renting a car is basically monetary, and it's suicide. And what it is over there is there are three types of police: local, state, and there are the army. And they are in everywhere. And let me tell you, I deal with a guy who does gold and silver down there. He says he will never go there. It is the worst place, and it is so It is crazy down there.
Bill, let me hold you up for just a second, because you obviously went in April. You probably went at school vacation time. You probably stayed.
My daughter actually went in spring break.
Okay. So you stayed at a 5-star resort, in which you're right. The property is gorgeous. It's fantastic. Yep. The beautiful beaches, and the food is great, and the water and everything else. And they told you to stay there. I get all of that. And for an American to go into some of the areas might be a little shaky. They might see that you're wearing nice jewelry, or you've got a bag, or I get that. This is David Ortiz. He's a legend.
He's a legend in that country.
This is not Bill in New Hampshire going into the streets of Santo Domingo. No. This is the most popular guy in the country, and somebody came up and shot him. This is much different.
And that should tell you something more about the place. When we went there, and we had to go off resort to an excursion to bring us there, there were 10
I get it. I get
walls.
It. We all vacation. We've all done this. You've done this. We've all done this. This is a much different story. This is a guy who everybody in that country knows. They idolize him. Okay? He's the most popular guy in the entire country, and he's sitting in an outdoor bar, restaurant. You could talk about bad area, whatever. It's irrelevant. Somebody came out of nowhere on a motorcycle, stuck out a gun, and shot him in the back. This is not like us going down there with our family vacationing, where we're told by everybody, stay on the property, stay on the resort property. This is a guy that when he walks the streets of Santo Domingo, everybody knows his name. Everybody knows everything about him. And that may be the problem, that they do know something more about him. All right, we get back to your phone calls coming up next right here on OMF.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
What do we know, if anything, about the suspect that's been detained?
Not much. David was sitting in a bar restaurant with some friends, and there's a video running on the social media showing the suspect walking inside the restaurant and basically just shooting. There's one shot, and that's the whole issue. The chief of police was here at the hospital a few minutes ago and said that David was stable and that the suspect had been apprehended, but that they still don't have a motive for what happened.
Dionisio Soldevilla, he's been pretty good about this stuff. He's a reporter down there in Santo Domingo, and he's been all over the stuff. The biggest problem I've had so far with him is that he's tweeting out on a regular basis. It's all in Spanish. And then what people do is they use the Google Translator or Twitter Translator,
like,
and the thing
gets
all screwed up. And you're sitting there going, what does that mean? Exactly. That guy. That's what ends up happening. A couple of updates on sports news right now. The Red Sox have moved their game up Wednesday afternoon. Fearful, obviously, that they're going to conflict with the Bruins, who are playing Game 7 on Wednesday night. Plus, the police force and whatever, they've got to be able to separate games because there could be a celebration and party in Boston late on Wednesday. They have moved their game up to 4:05 on Wednesday. And here's the other one. Nick Caserio has been granted permission to interview for the GM job of the Houston Texans. And I'm telling you, that is not good news. Billy O'Brien, obviously, is the coach there. O'Brien loves him. That's the guy I think O'Brien would like to have. And Caserio has been very, very good in the time he is here. He works hand-in-hand with Belichick.
Talks like him, too.
Right. And
basically
does,
turned in to Bill.
He does. And that would not be a good sign. You know, we talk about the coaches who are out of here. I think that is less of a problem. I think this, to me, is a bigger problem if you lose a guy of his stature dealing with personnel, both pro personnel, which they look at during the course of the year, and obviously draft stuff. He's a big, big part of that.
No, he's been there forever.
Yep.
I mean, talk about paying your dues. I mean, that Nick Caserio picked me up from the airport when I took my free agent trip here in 2001. He picked me up from the airport. And he, and then they tried to make him a coach. You know, they tried to put him out in the field, and he was just better served inside.
Well, he spends a lot of time, though, at practices, you know, out in the field or whatever coaching.
Well, he's got to. He'll throw the ball, but that's one thing he couldn't throw. So he could never, he couldn't throw to the receivers.
He was a college football player, though, right?
Well, he wasn't a quarterback, I can tell you that much. Knuckle balls left and right.
He might have been a receiver.
I don't know.
I'm sure you didn't give him any kind of grief or anything like that.
No, of course not. You just took the ball away from
him.
Very
kind.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Get in the left lane.
What the hell are you doing?
Get over here. Get in the right lane. What are you doing? Back to the phone calls we go. Anthony's in Newport. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, how are you?
So, Anthony.
I'm going to tell you what this is about and why. So what's happening is someone is trying to trash the DR and their tourism. In the last month, six Americans have died in those five-star resorts. And the FBI went down yesterday to investigate this after the sixth death. All six people were drinking out of the mini bars in their room, and they died 3 days later.
Right.
You guys can Google this. Honest, right-handed.
No. I'm aware of the story. I didn't know it was six, but I'm aware of the story. But hold on. What does this have to do? Because it does do a dent to, obviously, to the tourism business. But what does it have to do with a Dominican being shot there?
Well, it's the overall.
Somebody's just trying to destroy the vacation industry.
People don't like they want to ruin the tourism in the Dominican Republic. They want to screw with the hotels, the livelihood of all the people that work at those hotels. So people don't go there.
It's an interesting theory. What's the game?
Maybe it's like maybe they say, hey, listen, I'm going to ruin the tourism board.
Who's doing it?
You gave me X, Y, and Z.
So who's responsible? The Jamaican tourist cartel.
Yeah. Who is the Dominican Republic tourism industry competing against? Is it Puerto Rico? What is it? I'll show you. I tell you what, you're JetBlue. You get cheap flights down there. We're going to ruin it, so no one wants to go there.
Isn't it more likely that they're not hygienically taking care of the facilities in some of these places down there than it is that somebody's trying to destroy the tourism bureau? Because if you're just trying to destroy it for what? Just to get jollies? I mean, this is like a Batman movie. That's what we're doing, you know?
You're going to destroy the tourism board.
Gotham, what are we talking about?
Listen, where's the motive, though?
Where's the real motive? What are you getting out of it?
Let's go after David Ortiz. So when Americans try to go to Dominican Republic, they go, David Ortiz isn't even safe. That's what it is?
Unbelievable. Tom is in a car next up here on OMF.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, Tom. What do you got?
That's good. Did any of you guys ever think that possibly this could be a case of mistaken identity? Ortiz had his back to the shooters. It was relatively inexperienced. Now, if the guy that went to this door... Ortiz doesn't have any enemies, as far as I know. The guy that runs the gambling operation might have some enemies. How close do they look alike? Is he a big guy just like Ortiz?
I don't think so, but I think everybody knows who David Ortiz is and what he looks like.
See, the only mistaken identity could be that the guy he was with, what's the guy's name? It's Lopez, right? The last name. He's a host of a variety show on TV at night, so maybe somebody didn't like him, didn't like his show, or whatever. And he actually got shot in the leg by that same bullet as it went through David Ortiz's body and into his leg. He was with David Ortiz, so is that a possibility? The guy was a bad shooter, and he got the wrong guy. Maybe
he was a good shooter. Maybe he doesn't watch baseball. He doesn't watch anything else.
So what is he doing?
Shooting people, apparently.
Okay.
I don't know.
In a cafe out of nowhere, he's getting off
this is an amateur. This is not a professional hit job. Right? This is an amateur, probably coerced into doing it for some reason or another. Didn't have some axe to grind. Didn't have some vendetta against David Ortiz. He's 25 years old.
Unless he was told, as a guy who is a novice at this, maybe he was told, just shoot him in the back, just shoot him in the leg, just shoot him somewhere. I don't want to kill him. I just want to ruin his life. Is that possible?
Well, he's successful at that right now.
Walker is in Falmouth. Hey, Walker.
Hi, guys. So I just wanted to give my take on the assassination or not. And I honestly think it was an assassination attempt. Based on all the circumstantial evidence, I mean, I can't think of any other reason why someone would shoot David Ortiz like that. And like you guys have been saying, you know, he's a celebrity. It's, you know, he's like a celebrity in America, only even more popular over there. And so, I mean, it is possible that someone didn't know him, but I think that it may have been an assassination attempt that, you know, guy got nervous and shaky hand and missed.
Maybe.
No, he didn't miss. That's the thing.
But if you want to assassinate,
if your intention was to kill him, murder him, then you would shoot him in the head.
And he had the opportunity. He was that close.
Yeah, it was. So you chose the more painful or, I don't know, less guilty, guilt-ridden version of it?
Maybe that whoever had the motive to do this, maybe that was what he wanted done. That he wanted to hurt him. He did not want to kill him. Is that possible? Because let's face it, I don't care how novice of a gun guy he was, you're telling me that close, anybody could have pretty much pointed that gun at his head.
Which means it didn't really want to do it.
Right.
So somebody forced him to do it. Because it wasn't in his nature to kill. See, I'm really diving deep into the psyche of this guy.
Yeah. You're good with psyche stuff. Here's John in Providence, Rhode Island, next up on OMF. Hello, John.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Listen, I have the exact facts of what's going on with David Ortiz. But first, the tourism thing has no correlation with what's happening with David Ortiz.
I wouldn't think
so. Hold on, John. Before you give... Listen, I've been in your situation before, okay? If you... you got to make sure you're careful about your source. You don't give any information. Don't live in absolutes. Okay, so protect yourself. All right,
guys, Dunsky for the season.
He's done.
I don't want to be Dunsky, right?
All right, go ahead.
So I'm Dominican. I have family out there. The island is going crazy right now. And fortunately, because it's such a small island, all this information is getting spread around really quickly. Apparently, what's going on was David Ortiz, he's a very popular guy. He's like the mayor out there, and that attracts a lot of women. There was one particular woman that he was hanging out with. I don't know. I don't want to assume anything, but he was hanging out with her. That woman has a husband or boyfriend who is associated in the streets, let's say.
All right. So you hold on. You're basically citing the Daily Mail story, right?
No. But this, listen, if you look it up right now, there's videos leaked of the woman and David's wife fighting at the hospital. Like, the videos are out. There's videos of his friends talking about the situation. It's already out. It's already out in the news. And the gentleman sent this shooter to scare David, not to kill him, but to scare him. This is all that's what's being said around the island right now.
Yeah. Well, I think the Daily Mail story, and we brought it up shortly after 2 o'clock, and some people got pissed off that we actually threw it out there. If you missed it. The report is that police believe that a drug lord had David Ortiz shot over an alleged affair that Ortiz apparently had with the drug lord's wife. That was out there on the Daily Mail. I can tell you that it's gaining an awful lot of traction. And it's now on NBC. It's on CBS. I'm looking at it online, the New York Post, the Daily News, a lot of the tabloids. But some of the so-called legitimate news sources are now throwing that out there. And they're claiming that there are three sources with the Dominican Republic law enforcement that have confirmed this. So this is getting an awful lot of traction out there. Again, I don't know how accurate it is at all, but it's getting traction, which lends me to believe that nobody is out there really disputing it and saying this is a bunch of BS. Let's go right back to the phone calls here. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Springfield. Hello, Mike.
Hey, boys. Lou, Christian, Glenn, how's it going? Hey, so...
Hi, Lou.
I don't know if any of this has been discussed yet, but what do you think the energy at Fenway is going to be like tonight? You're going to hear the poppy chants? We're going to get a lot of energy? Is it going to be solemn? Is it going to be, you know, a lot of, like, cheer? How's it going to be, you think?
Well, I mean, thoughts and prayers, your typical... I mean, honestly, you don't laugh about that, Glenn. That's what happens.
My thoughts
and prayers are out for David, Big Poppy, blah, blah, blah.
They'll do that.
Okay, keep him in your prayers.
Yeah.
He didn't die, so does there need to be a moment of silence?
No, you do not do a moment of silence.
Okay, because we're not going to
raise the
Red Sox flag at half mass. Right? I'm not doing that.
No, he's very much alive. Thoughts and prayers are the right thing. They're going to make a statement at the beginning of the game, and somewhere during the course of the game, who knows, maybe they chant for Poppy or whatever. But, Mike, all of that stuff is You know, people support him. I think everybody knows that. There was a dumb question asked at the press conference with Red Sox executives today. Does he have anything to say? Does Poppy have anything to say to the fans that are supporting him? No. What's he going to say right now? I mean, he was fighting for his life through all of this. Now it's not life-threatening, but now there are serious damage done internally that he's going to have to live with, and he's got to get a lot of that repaired right now.
Someone just mentioned me. Okay, first of all, I want to. There's a lot of rumors and a lot of gossip going on. You want to see my screen? So somebody at, I can't confirm it. I am not an insider on this. Okay, so do not come to me for inside information. You can send me your inside information, and I will give it to Glenn and have him decide what he wants to do with it. But that's I think that's the big story right now.
Well, I know nobody,
but I don't know if that's true. We're just
so nobody in the police department down there is shooting down this story, right? So to this point, the Daily Mail had it, and people could say, well, that's a tabloid. Well, yeah, that's how we get most of our news these days when it comes with these type of stories. Who breaks it? TMZ, Daily Mail, they have, you know, legitimate sources out there now. And a lot of these tabloids,
I feel like we're TMZ right now.
And a lot of these tabloids pay for this information, which sometimes gets you better information than those who don't pay.
Oh, you know my saying.
Yeah.
You don't need to be worried about the cops.
You should have paid your sources.
You don't worry about the cops. If the cops come knock on your door, that would be a pleasant surprise as opposed to TMZ.
If TMZ comes knocking
on your door, now you know you're in trouble.
So everybody's picking up the story, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more to it. Some sources are citing back that he was separated back in 2013. So now they're getting into the history of David Ortiz. I mean, right now, we should be thinking about this guy getting healthy. Now, on the other hand, there are going to be people trying to figure out the motive for all of this because it just doesn't make sense. That this guy,
who's
a Dominican, who's as popular as anybody on that in that country, it's some random guy would come up and just shoot him in the back when he's 10 feet away. Could have shot him in the head. He shoots him in the back.
And are we going to take one more? Because I have a. Or are we going to take a break?
No, you want to take one more?
I want Noel.
Noel and Methuen. Go ahead.
Hello, guys. How we doing?
Good.
I listen to you guys every day, and today I decided to call you guys because I was born and raised over there, and I got the feeling that everything has to do with the women. I don't care. I don't care what other people are saying out there, but it has to do something with a lady. He messed with the wrong women. That's what happened.
Well, okay, but that's just your opinion, right?
Yeah, it's just my opinion, but I'm telling you, David Ortiz and Pedro Martinez, those guys are considered like gods over there. I'm telling you, nobody would do anything bad to those guys down there if it wasn't because there's a reason behind it. Nobody's going to go out there and just shout their beauties like that.
Okay.
I'm telling you, and there's a lot of powerful people down there. If you mess with the wrong women down there, they're going to pay somebody to take care of you. And I got the feeling that that's what happened. And again, this is just my opinion.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
No, I mean, it's the story that's out there. And, you know, unless somebody shoots this down, Christian, it's gonna hang there for a while.
How to do with the women.
617-779-7937, our phone number, right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.